When someone's out of integrity, is it our responsibility to call it out publicly? Hi, everyone. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're diving in a little bit deeper to a conversation that I started a couple of days ago about online integrity and about the responsibility we have to speak out and to speak up when we see something that's out of line with integrity. One of the listeners to that show wrote in with a question, and that's what we're diving in deeper to today. Take a listen. Heather, thank you for bringing up a much needed discussion. I run two Facebook groups, and through these groups, I've gotten to know my members pretty well. I want to support collaboration over competition. That has been the theme since I started the groups, and I've always had a sales Sunday for members to promote themselves. However, recently a girl, who I know from her own conversations within the group, has almost no business experience, has started offering business coaching. That hits two buttons for me. First, ethically, how do I allow her to market herself as a marketing expert and coach when I know from her own post that she has no experience? And two, I'm a professionally trained coach. I know business, but I've invested extra time and money to go through the process of becoming an ICF coach to develop those skills and tools necessary to empower my audience to move past their goals and see the potential that they have to move forward in whatever they choose. So, WWHD. What would Heather do? I like that. Continue to allow the sale Sunday and let the market figure out she doesn't know what she's talking about. Stop providing that space, although that violates my underlying philosophy on collaboration. Offer the sale Sunday, but ask members to post their time stats on what they're offering. I'm feeling very torn. It's such a tough debate, right? When we see people who are running businesses that they have no business running, we really do have a lot of ways of responding. And you've offered a couple of options, but I think I have a few more. So stay tuned. So there are a couple of ways we can approach this. The first thing I want you to think about is that you cannot change who you are or how you move through the world in response to a bad egg. Because if you do that, you're going to be changing and turning yourself into a pretzel constantly, because unfortunately, there's a lot of bad eggs in the world. It's your group, and you get to run them however you want. You decide what the posts are. You decide the quality of the posts. All of that are entirely up to you and your standards. And I would encourage you to get really clear on what your standards are absent of this woman. Don't just think about her, but as you think about your group, what do you stand for? What do you want it to be like? Well, what type of people do you want in the group? And are you willing to defend that and protect it? Because here's the thing, and I talked a little bit about this the other day, but if we're choosing to be business owners, online or offline, we are choosing to be leaders. That's non-negotiable. Beginning, middle, end. If we're putting ourselves in a position of power where we are selling something other people want or might want, we are in a leadership role. How we show up as leaders and how we move through the world in a leadership role is entirely up to us. Some people are going to be loud and proud and get up on a podium and shout it out to the world. Some people are going to quietly be the change they want to see in the world, and they're not really going to ask anybody else to change. And there's 50 million different paths in between that. What you want to think about is, what kind of leader do you want to be? The second thing you want to think about, especially because you're a coach, is any experience you have with group dynamics. Now, one of the things that I think people forget when it comes to Facebook groups is that the group is the client. We're not trying to meet the needs of however many people we have in our group. The group becomes the client, and we need to move for the betterment of the group rather than forsaking the group for one individual. So if you're a coach and you're running a group and one member is being inauthentic and misleading about what they're saying, who do you want to be and how do you want to move through that situation? My experience with group leadership is that because the client's the group, everything that happens in the group is dealt with in the group. And I know that's a really unpopular opinion. People have pushed back on me on that, and people have argued it back and forth. But prior to becoming an online entrepreneur, I was a clinical social worker, and I ran tons and tons of groups. And it is my experience that the most powerful way to create change is when whatever happens in the group is dealt with in the group. That will always be my bias. That doesn't mean it has to be yours. But if it were my group, I would say something like, "Hey, Sarah, I saw that you posted your new offer. I'm wondering what kind of classes and courses you've taken to get experience in this, because I can't help but notice that 3 weeks ago you posted X, Y, and Z, and it seems in contradiction to your offer. What's going on?" And coach the skill. And like coach her to the recognition that one of the reasons why she's struggling or one of the reasons why she may not be making the sale is because she doesn't have that experience. You can ask her directly. You can say, "Hey, listen, you know, I see your offer, but I really try to only allow pitches in the group that are in line with integrity. And I happen to know from previous posts that you've written that you don't actually have a lot of experience in this, and I don't want to mislead the audience. That feels irresponsible to me." You can tell her exactly what you want her to think. You can have the conversation, and you can lead it right inside the group so everyone can benefit. Because one of the things we forget about when we're running groups is we're not just talking to the person we're in conversation with. We're also talking to the lurkers and the other members of the group. And if you do call it out, remember the coaching doesn't stop there. You still want to teach the skill, and you want to teach the lesson for that particular member and for all of the other members in the group. Why it's important to sell products and services that you're in line with, experienced with, and passionate about. You want to teach them what to do when they want to run their own businesses, but they don't have the skill set or they don't have the experience. What can those people do? What are the answers for them? You can turn it into a group discussion. More often than not, nobody takes me up on that particular advice. More often than not, people try to address this privately. And if you want to address it privately, it's still important that you have the right words. And what I encourage people to do is to tell them exactly what you want them to think. So you can say something like, "Hey, listen, Bonnie, I saw your post the other day. I can't help but wonder if perhaps it doesn't belong in the pitch thread that I offer on Sundays. The reason being is that I've noticed and seen that you don't have experience in this particular area, and it feels fraudulent for me to allow you to put your offer out. Could you please remove it, or else I'll have to do that for you? If you'd like some ideas or tips on how you can offer something that you do have experience in, like, message me back and we can talk about my services. I can give you other ideas, but I'm sorry, I cannot support you putting content in the group that's disingenuous, where somebody could be misled and purchase something from someone who doesn't have the experience to back it up." It's a little more in depth of a response than what you might offer a group, but you'll see like the similar themes there. But I really am a fan of outright direct conversation. When it happens in someone else's house, when it happens in someone else's Facebook group, when it happens and you're on LinkedIn and you see someone posting something, and or it happens in an online forum or a discussion and it gets a little bit muddier, one of the things that I sort of, you know, walk people through is, what's the cost-benefit analysis of calling it out when there's no greater purpose for all of you being together? It's a little bit different when they're in your own house and in your own group. But when they're in someone else's, you're all there for like a reason that someone else defined. And you may not necessarily want to call it out. But if you're in line with integrity and you feel like you need to, I do think a one-on-one conversation is important. The thing that I would keep in mind is it's pretty rare that people who make these choices are, open to that kind of feedback. They usually don't want to change. So I want to remind you again of what I just said about the power of influencing the group and talking about it. That's, you can always raise the discussion without necessarily calling out the particular person, but to talk about like increased general awareness on that to start a conversation. But when it's not like your house, your rules, and it's a little bit muddier, but you still feel like you want to contribute to the online discussion, you can walk yourself through like what your specific goal is. What are you hoping for as a result of speaking out? And what's the way that does that that's respectful to the group and allows the particular person that you're thinking about to hear it? At the end of the day, the most important conversation is the one you have with yourself. To figure out who you are as a leader, a business owner, and the person who runs this Facebook group. Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up for your members and your community? And what do you want people to know you for? And when you're really clear on that, you know what the path is. But no, do not cancel the pitch day that you allow people to put up their notices. But also too, if it's against and out of line with your integrity to allow people to pitch products that you don't support, then recognize that too, and decide, given somebody's doing that, who do you want to be in response to that? I have taken a more firm stance lately in calling out people who don't belong in this space and saying so and walking them back to a new decision-making process. And I have absolutely been challenged, second-guessed on that choice. However, I don't think we're doing anybody any service by allowing them to sell products and services or represent themselves in a way that's disingenuous. It doesn't get them the actual success and acclaim that they're seeking, and we're risking affecting members of our communities that we care about if they were to buy a bad or, you know, out of line offer. So think about that, get in tune with who you are, how you move through the world, and I know you'll figure out what happens next. If you have a question and you want my 2 cents on it, just do as our listener did and send it over to me at heather@choosetohaveitall.com, or you can find me over at my Facebook group. If you're in a place of feeling stuck and you're not quite sure where to go next, you might need my free guide for getting unstuck, and you can find that over at choosetohaveitall.com/guide. That's it for today, and I am wrapping up for a long weekend, so I will be back in your earbuds on Tuesday because I am off to speak at my first live event under my new brand. I am the mindset consultant for the Screw the 9-to-5 business coaching community, and we are having our live event in Austin, Texas this weekend, and I am closing the thing down on Sunday with my little presentation, and I look forward to sharing that experience with you and telling you all about it when I get back on the other side. Talk to you next week and have a great weekend.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.